California counties begged for more coronavirus vaccine as the state added a potential 4 to 6 million people to those eligible for the sought-after doses. From the newsroom, I'm Trey Westerberg with Northern California News and Peter Killeen at the local desk. State public health officials followed federal guidance on Wednesday by announcing that people 65 and older could get the two-dose vaccine. The acting director of ICE resigned on Wednesday, only weeks after taking over the agency. Jonathan Fahey gave no explanation for his abrupt departure in a brief email to employees late in the day, telling them that Wednesday was his last day. He was replaced by Tay Johnson, currently deputy director, and now the agency's fourth acting director since August. Energy regulators blamed blackouts last summer that affected hundreds of thousands of Californians on poor planning, electrical market problems, and an extreme heat wave that blanketed the West. The report covered events of August 14th and 15th when the state's power grid ordered utilities to customers on a rotating basis for around an hour at a time. Up next, Peter Killeen at the local desk.
From the newsroom, I'm Peter Killeen. Wednesday morning, members of the City of Eureka Code Enforcement and Problem-Oriented Police Unit served an inspection and abatement warrant at 204 West Hawthorne, the house owned by Floyd and Betty Squires, the site of more than 57 calls for service since March of last year for drug activity and criminal behavior. City officials found unsafe and unsanitary conditions deemed to be an immediate danger to the occupants and surrounding community. Cleanup efforts are ongoing. The structure was vacated and secured. With news, I'm Peter Killeen.